Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, happy Sunday, each and every one of you, wherever you're joining us from. I want to thank the people on the phone line and in the chat room for their patience. We will be getting in the show momentarily. I don't want to take a lot of time talking because my honored, distinguished guest, sister, and friend has been hanging out in the chat room with me, and I want to get right into the task at hand.
Welcome to a New Day radio show.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I want to be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Yes, tonight's conversation will be focusing on relationships and spiritual growth with an amazing, amazing woman. And this sister and friend is Max Anagita Jones. And Max is an international renowned intuitive life and wellness coach who specializes in love and relationships. Max was voted the number one top Talbot reader in Philadelphia by CBS Phillies for 2013 and 2014. Having the gift of a second sight enables Max to get to the core of a person's issue without squandering their time or money. She starts with defining your issues, then assisting you on your journey to hack through the brush to get to the road you were meant to travel on. She will help you build a stronger relationship with yourself, your family, and your loved ones, or help you to find the love of your life. Max will assist you in developing yourself as a whole person. She will help you to discover your value and belief system, establish your career goals, improve your personal development, and teach you how to have good, well-rounded, meaningful relationships. Let her help you start the new year with a bang. It is truly your time to gain clarity in life. In a moment, I will be bringing my friend on live. But before I do that, I want to remind you that the phone lines are open. We want you to be part of the conversation. The phone line is 646-915-8166. You will know I open your phone line because I will identify you by your last four digits. I want to encourage the people in the chat room to type their questions, remarks, or comments in the little box below. Or you too are welcome to call in. The number is 646-915-8166. And for those of you who have not yet done so, I encourage you to follow me on social media, facebook.com/DynamicDaphne, Twitter @DynamicDaphne, LinkedIn, Pinterest, and Instagram, Daphne Clark Hudson. And of course, you can find me here on Blog Talk Radio twice a week on Wednesdays at 10 a.m. and on Sunday nights at 7 p.m. And for those of you who would be interested to sample one of my coaching sessions, you may do so by claiming one at bookeo.com, bookeo.com/DRDAPHNE. And now, for the moment we have long been waiting for, I have been waiting to have Max on the show for over 2 years. I've had her on as part of a panel discussion, but I wanted to have her solo. And I just want to give gratitude today that she carved the time out to be here to invest in you, my listeners. So, without any further ado, I open my arms and I embrace with all the love and light that I possess my sister Max. Hello, darling. How are you?
Hello, hello. I'm doing well. How are you?
I am so honored. Girl, this chat room is so filled. And I want to give you a few minutes to say something, and then I want to check in with these people on the phone line because I've had people who've been holding on for 20 plus minutes. So I just want to touch in with them and see what they want to say, if they have a question right away. So I give you a few minutes to say something, and then I am going to go to my first caller who has been holding on for 22 minutes. So get ready. I'm going to be opening your line. Your last four digits are 1219. So you have the mic, Max.
Well, thank you. I am filled with a lot of gratitude. I'm happy to be here, and I'm excited just like everyone else. And I'm going to start the ball rolling because I know people have been waiting. I've been getting a lot of text messages all day about today's show, so I'm excited. And let's get moving. Let's answer some questions and put people in the direction they need to be.
Okay, wonderful. So now I'm opening my first line. Hello, caller. Your last four digits are 1219. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, yes, I'm James from Vegas.
Hi, James. How are you?
Great, great. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. Do you have a question for Max?
Well, basically, I've had a lot of things surface in my relationship that deal directly with just trust and things like that. So I guess that doesn't all matter. Yeah, anyway, so I've really, you know, become in love with the girl that I'm with, and, you know, being that I've gotten out of a relationship in the past where I've been kind of, it ended roughly. So I'm kind of a little hesitant, I guess you could say.
Yeah, you have 1 foot in and 1 foot out.
Yeah, to some degree I do. And it's not, it's, I know it deals directly with trust. So what I'm getting at, I guess, is that a misplaced thing from the past, or am I sensing something in the present?
Well, you're still living in your past relationships. And in this relationship, you, as you said, you're not totally committed. But some of the trust issues are you. I mean, if we look at your past relationships, and let's look at the past two relationships, okay? You have to be honest in what direction you're going and what you expect and what they expect. So it is trust, but it's also honesty. And it's understanding what fidelity is, what it is to be in a relationship. The current relationship that you're in, or the young lady that you like, you guys need clarity between the two of you. You don't really know each other that well. And that's another issue. I think that you need to have a conversation as in what do you want, where do you want this to go? And you really have to get some help of letting go of your past relationships, because you're allowing them to enter into this one. But so is she. You know, she's doing the same thing that you're doing. You're a reflection of each other. So, of course, there's going to be problems if you continue on the way that you're going, because you have no direction and you need a direction in which to travel. Do you understand, James?
Yeah. And we've more recently started talking about getting more serious, and you know, I just see that stuff surface up, and it's like,
May I interject something here, James?
Yes.
I just want to make sure that you heard what Max says. She says that both of you are entering into the relationship with your past. Did you hear her say that?
Yes.
I don't think it's a matter of getting serious. It's a matter of healing and trusting each other first.
The first step, James, that the two of you need to do is establish trust. You have to let the past relationships go. Because no matter what you do, if you don't do that, you won't have anything. So technically, it's six of you in this relationship. And that can't be.
I'm reading The Mastery of Love right now.
Right, and that's a book that I prescribe to people, The Mastery of Love, and it's you know, being true and upfront, you know, and being honest about what happened in the past relationships, and taking responsibility. I mean, for yourself, James, if you sat down and you thought about it, are you taking responsibility for what you added to the past relationships? No, because you see what they did to you, you're not seeing what you added to the relationship or what you bring to the party.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
yeah.
You know what? I'm going to mute James. I have lots of people holding on. Stay where you are,
James. Thank you, guys.
Because, yeah, I'm sure that you're going to get some insight from other people. Hold on right where you are. All right, I want to go to caller. Your last four digits are 6979. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, yes, my name is Donna, and I'm calling from California. Hi.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
What is your question, please?
Well, I'm 60 years old, and for 7 years I haven't been in a relationship. I have tried. I've gotten on the Internet. I get out a bit in my town. There just doesn't seem to be anyone, and I don't know, what are you feeling toward this? I mean, should I just, just feel that, you know, that's the way it may go, that I may not be with someone the rest of my life?
Well, first of all, I want to say hi, Donna. I understand that you are pretty active and you're doing things, but there are social groups for people of age. Have you tried any of those? Because it's not for you to be alone, but it is for you to get out of your box.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say get out of your box, it means that sometimes we have to do things that we normally wouldn't do. I mean, they do have dating lines for seniors, our time now, and different things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And normally that's something that we wouldn't do. But in order to have something come out extraordinary, we have to get rid of the ordinary. So even though you're out and about and you're doing things, you're doing things with people, but not with men. You know, it needs
right.
to be more socializing with single men. So you're doing things, and you can do things with your girlfriends, but they don't bring men. So you need to
right.
do something where there are men. You have to get where the men are.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't give up and just say, oh, I'm just going to be alone forever. There are other things to try. You know, if there are men in the mix, then you're sure going to, you know, you're still holding it good. So get out there with the men.
Yeah, I'll try that as far as the internet with the older group. I didn't
do
that.
It's the internet, you know, dating online can be scary. It's scary for a lot of people. I get
mm-hmm.
it. But use your common sense. Use precaution. Get to know them. You know,
yeah.
let's not get into the instant gratification like a lot of people do. And let's get outside of our box, our comfort zone, and do something different. Okay? For extraordinary results, we need to do something different.
Yeah, okay.
And I know that you're going to have luck with that. So let's say if you, where are we now? We're in January. So
mm-hmm.
let's say the end of March is when that'll be opening. But in your life right now, you're changing your point of view with things. So the more you continue to open up, the better you'll be.
Yeah, okay. Well, wonderful.
All right.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that, Mac.
Anytime at all.
All right. I'm going to go to caller on 6669. 6669 is the next caller. 6669 is your last four digits. What's your name and where you're calling from, please? Hello, 6669. Do you have a question? All right, I'll come back to you, and then I'm going to go to caller 2051, your last four digits. What's your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, this is Lisa from Boston. Hi, Daphne. Hi, Max.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm well, ladies. How are you?
Wonderful.
Very well.
Do you have a question?
Yes, my question is that I've been divorced for 15 years now and have not been in a relationship. And I'm really desiring one for 2015. What is it that I need to do for myself to get back out there into the dating world?
Lisa, you have trust issues.
Oh, yes.
You have huge trust issues.
Yes.
So you want someone for yourself, but you have a list of things that you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
Do you even know what you do want?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So let's look at the things that we are adamant about that we don't want. And I want everybody to know we're all running around looking for our soulmate. And
mm-hmm.
I'm Native American.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Blackfoot Indian. We don't believe in soulmates and twin fires because a soulmate could be a dog. It could be anything. Most of the time, soulmates are not here at the same time that you are, or twin flames.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no perfect. The universe is never going to spit out a perfect person.
Yes.
But the universe is going to send you people who reflect where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And if you want something better, you have to change your thought process. The young man earlier read the book Mastery of Love because it talks about what we see and what we believe when we meet people. We have this idea of who we think they are based on what we want, and we don't take time to get to know the person.
Mm.
So as you move forward, take time to get to know yourself and make sure that you're pulling in everything that you say you want. So sometimes we want things and we are not those things. So we have to focus on who we are, what we want, and make sure that the reflection is the same.
That's true.
Again, the person that you're seeking is not going to come to your door and knock on your door and say, I'm here. God has sent me to you. You have to actually get outside of that, you know, your safety place and actually venture out. And that's something
that's true.
I can say it a million times. You have to venture out. That's the important thing. But you have to definitely get help and work on your trust. One thing I tell people, write about your old relationships. Take time, sit down, meditate, and write about it.
Okay.
Think about what you brung into the mix and what you, you know, what the boundaries. You know, sometimes we should have left, we should have walked away a long time.
Exactly. Oh, yes.
And we stay. Yes. But
yes.
You love hard. You like,
yes.
I love you. I'm going to stay until I can't, you know, until it's an earthquake or something. I don't know. You
right.
love too hard. And sometimes you need to say, see you. Goodbye.
Yes. But that's
and
like that in everything. That's like that in everything in my life.
But
not
it
just
shouldn't
in love.
Be. You're just
right.
passionate. Sometimes you're passionate about things because you invested time and you need to know to walk away. It's like the Kenny Rogers song. You need to know when to fold. You know, it's time to go.
Yes. Yes. Amen to
As
that.
As I say, moveon.org.
Yes.
So
right,
before
can I
you...
ask, may I interject while you listen? I have somebody who is holding on for over half an hour. Can we just leave Lisa right where she is? Don't hang up, Lisa.
Okay.
And we'll be right back to you.
All right.
Thank you.
Hello, caller. Your first three digits are 709. Would you state your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Beverly, and I'm from the East Coast of Canada.
Hi, Beverly. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Hey,
wonderful.
Beth. How are you?
Yeah, so, of course, I'm on my soulmate journey, looking for my soulmate, and I'm trying to balance out my life with relationships and exercise and career and spirits and play. And I know I don't take enough time to play and have fun. And
or
I know
to
that
know yourself
my,
as a woman.
Sorry.
Or to get, or just to have fun as a woman.
Yeah. And right now, I'm trying to find some clarity on what I need to focus on in my relationships with my family, with people, in order to be able to build on relationships in general so that I'll have that foundation for when I do meet, you know, somebody to date or have a soulmate.
Right. Well, the relationship with your family, that's something that's been ongoing for a while. And you're speaking your words, you know, and you're speaking, you know, and letting them know where you stand, but you're still struggling with them accepting you.
Yes.
And the problem with that is, as long as you are comfortable where you are, you shouldn't worry about acceptance. Just show up and be yourself and not look to them to support. Because it looks like you still need them to say, oh, well, this is great. You know, this is, you need to be congratulated. And you are standing on your own. You're doing a good job with that. But sometimes we don't always take time out to, you know, as other family members don't always take out time to say, hey, congratulations on this, or congratulations on selling your property, or congratulations on whatever it is that you're doing, or having them check in to say, what are you up to? What are you doing? And I know you need that from them, but sometimes you're not always going to get it right away. So just continue on communicating with them and showing up and standing your ground, but in a gentle way, very gentle, Bev.
Yeah.
Because I know you can be a warrior when you want to. So just very gently say, you know, this is where I am and this is where I'm at. And the more you do that, the better it'll be. So you have to let go of the pain from the past. And you are doing a good job of letting go, but sometimes it needs to be done. So, and I always say to people, sometimes, you know, we do things so that we can move ahead. At this point, for all the work that you've done, a past life regression would not be a bad thing, so that we can bring balance to this life with the hurt and the pain from the past and whatever you bring in with you. That's where you are now. You know, even you letting go and going out dating and being open in that arena, that work has been really good for you too. But in that arena, and I'm going to say this, it's okay to have fun. You know what I mean, Beth?
Yes. certainly. That's okay. Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Right.
And I want you
great
to go out
stuff.
And have fun.
Yeah, we are now up to 5669. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please? Hello, caller. Your last four digits are 5669. All right, we'll have to come back to you because we have lots of folks awaiting. And now I'm up to caller on 0504. Would you state your name and where you're calling from? Hello? All right, I could hear the show in the background, but they're not saying a word.
Yeah,
caller,
I think that you
your,
have...
your first three digits are 919. Would you state your name and where you're calling from? All right, now. Caller on 484. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please? All right, I'll close those out and I'll go back here. Caller on, your last four digits are 0504. Would you state your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Robin and I'm from Philadelphia.
Hi, Robin. How are you? Do you have a question, please?
I do. Hi, Max. I have a question for Max.
Hey, Robin. How are you?
My question is, Max, how in God's name do you get past the feels like a soulmate, looks like a soulmate, but you have to get to a deeper place to trust? What's your insight on that?
Well, I would look at the trust issue and where it originated from, okay? A lot of times the trust issues come from past relationships or childhood, okay? I would take the relationship very slow and discuss my trust issues with my partner or my mate, depending, you know, on the situation. As long
so
as you haven't... Go ahead.
I was going to say... How much do you discuss that, or does it make you sound so needy and not, and I heard you say to another caller, there, it's time to have some fun. So how do you know whether you should constantly talk about these trust issues or just have fun? Where's the happy medium?
Well, for some people, depending on where they are, they're not ready for a relationship. And in this particular case, if it feels like or seems like a soulmate or a twin flame, which I don't believe in, but I understand where people are coming from, if it feels like it is a relationship to commit to for the lifetime or the long run, then it's not an hors d'oeuvre. Sometimes people just want casual relationships, and I call those hors d'oeuvres. Those are the relationships where we just meet and we're so in love and we have sex right away, and that's what I meant when I said to the last caller. It's okay to be a woman and to get to know yourself and to operate in that way. But for a lot of people, when we're talking soulmate, it's much more of a serious spiritual thing. So it should be some time of talking and getting to know. And the rule of thumb for that type of thing is 3 months. Take 3 months to get to know each other, like them, understand them, know what their goals are, because we have all these feelings. Oh, this feels magical. We don't take time to say, okay, where are you going? What direction are you in? So when we're using holistic and soulmate, we already know that that person is prepared to talk, to get to know and understand. So there's never too much. There's always open understanding.
Hmm.
As long
right.
as it's in balance and it feels good and there's no hurt feelings and no one's being hurt, take your time.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Thank you,
Miss Robin. And now we are down to caller. Your first three digits are 610. And your last four are 6464. Would you state your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, I'm Jamie, and I'm calling from Philadelphia.
Hi, Miss Jamie. How are you?
I'm doing well, and how are you?
I am wonderful. Philly in the house.
Uh-huh.
What's your question?
It's similar to what the last caller just had. How do you get to that 3 points when the 3 months when you meet someone and you say, look, sex is not the first thing that's going to happen? It's hard to get a second date.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay, so all right, do we need a second date, Jamie? All right, so let me backtrack. You meet someone you like, and you go out on the first date, okay?
Yeah.
And are you saying that they don't ask you for a second date, or you want a second date, or on the first date?
They just assume that you go out the first date. Well, the second date, you're going to get lucky.
Oh,
and
okay.
I'm like, no.
Okay, so what you're saying is that you go out on the first date, and on the first date, they assume that they are going to get lucky.
Right. And when you're saying
like a booty call?
They just assume it is. And I'm like, no, wait. Let's get to know each other first. And then it just, like, kind of dissipates. They're just not interested after that.
They weren't meant to be.
And that's fine. That's fine. You have to move on. It's like I was talking to a young lady, and I said, you know, you have to tie your knees together. And you said, well, how am I going to get a guy to wait?
Yeah, exactly.
How am I going to get a guy to wait? And the thing is that you have to move on. It's the same thing as you have to kiss so many frogs before you get a prince.
Right.
You know, if you meet someone and they want to have sex on the first date, they're seeing you as an easy or inexpensive call girl. You can't be that.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
you can't be that.
Can I interject here for a moment?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a lot of male friends, and I listen to them when I'm in their company.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times women are saying men are not willing to wait.
Right.
However, oftentimes, women are falling to their tests.
Mm-hmm.
And they're asking. They don't necessarily want it. They are testing to see how we react.
Right.
So when we have our values and morals, then we don't have to get. We know what it is. This is what's happening. We are going to wait, Max said, 3 months, you know?
Right.
But it is a huge thing, because it's sometimes it's not even, you know, after the first date. It's before you go out on a date. You know, it's them wanting, you know, the experience and pictures and stuff like that. So I'm going to have to say, you know, look at what you want. You know, sort of go the old way and say, I'm not into that. I'm not sending any pictures. That's not my thing. And I say that with the pictures because it's just something I'm sensing. And to say, I'm not interested in exchanging or sending anything.
Right.
You know, the more you stick to your gun, you'll find someone who will want to date you on the level that you're at.
Right.
All
but
right.
I understand where you're coming from.
Okay, I want to go. Let me see now. My board is so full. I want to see who's been home. I'm going to leave Miss Jamie open in case she has the desire to chime in.
All right.
I'm going to call her. Your last four digits are 7489, and your first three are 484. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, it's Marjorie from Milford, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Miss Marjorie. What's your question?
Hi, Max.
Hi, Marjorie. How are you?
Good. My question is, in a relationship after you've been married for quite a few years and you feel you lost the luster, where you argue a lot and now it's just like you're doing the daily routine, do you stay married and put in the effort, or do you give up? when you're starting to fight for years and years and years, where do you go from there? How do you get it back?
Well, in your particular case, it's different. I mean, in every particular case, in every marriage, it needs to be refilled. You know, there needs to be some fire. But in your particular case, sister, you guys have to establish what you're arguing about. And respectfully, one of the arguments is the lack of, you know, the getting together, if you know what I mean. So you guys have to figure out what your priorities are. It's not the house, it's not the chores, but it is finding time to be intimate together. And you guys haven't had that time. And that's what I'm getting. You know, there's so much going on with money and where we're going to be, where we're going to live and making decisions, but you guys have no romantic time. There is still love there. But the two of you have been together so long, you don't know what each other wants. You know, you've forgotten how to dance together in every way there is to dance, if you know what I mean.
Correct. So I think marriages go through ruts, and I'm just wondering, you know.
Yeah. So the two of you need to work it out and stay together, but sometimes we need to get a counselor to help us to see what the other isn't seeing or to get back into the dance of the relationship. But for the two of you, if you sat down and wrote out what you truly wanted and you gave him your list and he gave you his list, you'd see that you're on the same page. You're just forgetting to date each other. That is your husband's biggest problem. You don't have time to be his wife.
Okay, I agree with you on that. I agree with you on that. I'm a busy woman.
All right. Well, thank
but
you.
What,
are. All right.
What's important?
I
thank
was saying, stay where you are, Marjorie. I have somebody else here. I've been holding a while. I want to go to. I want to go to 484, and your last four digits are 5669. Would you state your name and where you're calling from? Hello? 5669, are you there? I think it's another Philly person. All right, I am going to go up to caller on 484-6669. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, Max and Daphne. This is Heidi from North Pennsylvania.
I can hardly hear you, Heidi.
Hi.
I think you have us on speaker.
Do you have your speaker phone on?
Yes, I do. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. You need to fix that. We can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Welcome to the show. What's your question, please?
Yes. Hi, Max. I was just wondering how a female getting out of a marriage of 10 years, separated, moving into a relationship. Now I'm in it for 3 years, and I'm trying to build myself as a healer as well as a mother of three boys and start a career.
Now, let me ask you this. Your marriage of 10 years is over. You're in a new relationship. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you have three boys, and you're trying to build a holistic career for yourself.
Correct.
Correct?
Yeah.
I just have to ask, let's set the old 10-year marriage, let's set that to the side, because that really has no bearings on your question. I know why you asked it, but let's set that to the side for now. Okay?
Yes.
Where you are now, you have to define what it is that you want. You're trying to hold balance, and that's something that you've struggled with for a while. It's hard to be in a relationship, to be a mom for the three children, and to be in a relationship with someone and have that energy with the children and have the ex's energy in there too. That's a problem. And to find your own identity. So in each area of your life, whether it's with your partner, your new partner, you are trying to find out who you are. With your children, you're trying to find out who you are. And with your holistic business that you're trying to build, you're trying to define who you are and how you want to run that business.
Right.
So the balance between everything and the ex, you're trying to define how to communicate and keep peace between the current and the ex, because that's a lot to do also. The thing here is they're all different things. You're all over the place. So I'm going to address your holistic business first, okay?
Okay.
In order to build a holistic business, you need to define what you want to do and get out and start marketing yourself. And because you're trying to find your identity, that is the hard part, is marketing, okay?
Okay.
So in order to market yourself, of course, you know, you need to get your business cards together and start somewhere. Start off with one client and two and build from there. And whatever you do that you don't like, you can always reinvent yourself and start from scratch. But you need to do something in order to bring everything together. Do you understand what I mean?
I sure do.
Now, you have to learn to put yourself first because, yes, you are partnering, you are a mom, but you're depleting yourself the way that you're doing things now. So I'm going to tell you to put yourself first and then start doing for others after that, because if you're not 100%, what you're giving is exhaustion and you are getting frustrated. Do you understand?
I sure do.
So I hope I was able to help you there.
You did.
All
thank
right.
You.
Thank you, Heidi, for calling in. I want to go to caller. Your last four digits are 1306 with your first three as 404. Would you state
all
your
right.
name and where you're calling from? Hello? Hello, caller. 1306, your last four digits. First three, 404.
Is that Atlanta, Georgia, I think?
Hello, 404, are you there? I don't want to be calling out all your phone numbers. Your first three numbers are 404 and your last four, 1306. All right, I will go back to her. Well, I don't know if it's a her, but I will be back to that person. Let me jump on up to 610, and your last four numbers are 1543. Can you state your name?
Yes,
hello,
my name
caller.
Is hello.
Hello.
Hello, are you there? Your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Dana, and I'm from Spring City, Pennsylvania.
Oh,
hi,
Dana.
Your question,
hi,
please.
Max. How are you?
Very well. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm okay.
Do you have a question?
I'm not sure what my question is here.
Are you just listening? That's all right, too.
That's all right, too, yeah.
Are you just listening?
I'm listening, yes.
All right, I'll come back. I'll come back to you.
Okay, come back to me. Thank you.
All right. I want to go to caller 814, your first three digits, with the last four being 1003. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, this is Red Eagle from Pittsburgh.
Hi, did you say Red Eagle?
Red Eagle, yes.
Red Eagle, that's not your right name, that's your call name, but that's all right, we'll take it. What's your question, please?
Well, hello, Miss Daphne, and of course, hello, Max.
Hello, Red Eagle.
And I would like to know, what's the best way for anyone, male or female, in order to balance the desire for a relationship between that and our own spiritual growth?
Let's see. Let me see if I understand. You want to balance spiritual growth between having a relationship and your growth spiritually, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Meaning, is your partner on the same path or is your partner on a different path? Because your spirituality becomes part of who you are. And it is kind of different. It's kind of difficult. It can be kind of difficult to integrate it if you're one place and they're another, because they can become resentful of whatever you're trying to accomplish or whatever you're trying to help them with. So right. Are we on the same page? Am I getting your question right?
Yeah, because, I mean, if your partner is a spiritual person on their path, but maybe they're having more difficulties and you're trying to help them and at the same time keep yourself at a higher vibration and moving steadily forward.
Ah, well, the number one thing is you can't help them. That's the thing. Because it's your partner, you can respond to them with compassion and be understanding and listen to them with your heart. But as you're growing, you cannot give them advice, because I find that whether it's your friend or your partner or your lover or whatever, sometimes they can be resentful. Even though you have made the necessary changes and you're growing, they don't want to hear it. They do not want to hear what you have to say. So the best thing to do is just to listen, to respond with compassion and not give them advice, or maybe lead them in a way, or lead them somewhere where they can get the advice or the holistic or spiritual guidance that they need. So you don't have to be the one to say it, okay? You don't
right.
want to be the messenger that gets shot. You just say, okay, maybe you should go to so-and-so, and it keeps the balance. Everybody's happy, because you can't grow and then mentor the person that you're, especially if you have to sleep next to them every night. That's not going to work.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like,
so I hope that
I think as you were talking to Red Eagle, what came to my mind is like having a spouse who has an addiction and you trying to be their counselor. You know, it just don't work like that.
No.
You know, so.
Especially you, and you could be right in everything that you're saying.
But they don't
want
to hear it from you.
Mm-mm. You
okay,
know?
That makes sense. Okay, so just be
right.
compassionate.
Yes,
be
that's
extremely
all.
Compassionate.
Okay.
See, but
okay.
don't say.
That's right.
Okay.
That's the best way. That we can
rest
still be in love tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
still
thank you, ladies.
And still shit. Getting a hot meal.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, thank you, Red Eagle, for calling.
Thank you, ladies.
I want to go to caller 610 with your last four digits being 3212. Are you there?
Hi.
Hello, caller.
Hi, it's Elle from PA.
Hi, Elle.
Hi, Elle.
What's your question, please?
My question, I guess, would be, how do I know I'm not wasting my time not looking because I believe in fate and letting things happen?
Things have changed, Al. There was a time where I believed in faith, too, and I believe in fate. I believe in all of it. But going out looking, just going out being, puts you closer to the point of where you need to be. It's like, you know, for some people, they'll say, how can I find my soulmate? But they don't go anywhere. They don't do anything. So by going out, you put yourself closer to where you need to be. I think that faith is the thing. It's like sometimes we don't have faith that we're going to find what we want. And a lot of times, especially in relationships, we're still carrying our old baggage. And letting go of your old baggage and getting out there and being adventurous and being in a place where you're open to whatever, living outside of your box or doing more things, put you closer to where you need to be. And it is defining what love is. It's like a lot of people, they think that you'll just meet someone and fall magically in love. It's not like that. You have to learn to like them first. So I would continue to go out and continue to put myself out there and know, you know that you are going to find what you need and you are not wasting your time.
Right. What kind of place do you suggest?
Well, I always tell people to follow your bucket list, the things that you like to do. Okay.
I filled my bucket list at 21 years old.
Wow.
Well, even at the point where you are now, I'm sure there are things you like to do. You can't tell me that there's nothing you like to do, because if there's nothing you like to do, then you have nowhere to go to find someone. And the old rule was people would go out to bars to find people. Right. The person that you find is going to be somewhere in the arena of what you like to do, whether it's a bucket list or your current hobbies.
Right.
Do you have a problem of getting out doing the things that you like or the things you coulda, woulda, shoulda done?
Max?
No regret on the coulda, shoulda, but as a single mom of two.
Yes, I do.
It's a little hard to get out, and also what I see out there.
I don't think that you are ready to date.
And the conversation.
So, this is going to get juicy, Daphne. This is going to get juicy.
Can I share something with Elle? A lesson I learned from a 7-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Two summers ago, my neighbor has a 7-year-old boy, and he climbed up on the fence and noticed I was mowing the lawn. And he asked me why I was mowing my lawn. I said, because I like to do it. He said, you don't have a husband? I said, no. He asked me why I don't have a husband. I said, because he died. He jumped off the fence. And he came around in my yard and he said to me, if your husband is dead, you find another one. So I asked him, so where am I going to find another one? And he placed his fingers on his forehead and gave it a thought. And then he said to me, you have to go into the city, go to a restaurant, spend some time there. And if you order a meal and you finish the meal and you didn't find one, you go out and walk around the street a little. That's how my mommy found my daddy.
Well, in this young lady's case, she's not this young lady, because I know your spirit. Young lady is extremely beautiful. Okay, extremely beautiful young lady, and there are always a lot of suitors, but they're not strong suitors, okay? Mm. And the person who gets her would have to be a man. And there are men out there, but this young lady that we're speaking to needs a real man, because that one she doesn't need to be saved or rescued.
Uh-huh.
She just needs to be loved and supported. And finding that, being a mother of two and not having time to get out and being devoted to her two little ones, is what the trauma is. And they're very young, you know, but she needs, you know, and eventually she will. And it's a strong man that drifts in and out of her life. And he may not be right now, but he will be back. And you know what I mean?
I want, hold on a second. I want to check with the people. We have totally ignored the people in the chat room, and I want to ask the people in the chat room, do you have a question? I'm looking. I haven't seen anything typed here, but I don't want you to feel as if you are stepchildren. So you guys in the chat room, you can type. Oh, I just noticed one person in the chat room is also on the phone. Okay. All right. So maybe people are hopping over to call in, because I noticed Miss Jamie is in the chat room and on the phone too. So that's all good. All right. Okay. So then I won't feel guilty. So then why don't I hop on over to a 17-minute caller here? You've been holding on for 17 minutes. I think I had opened your line before and you didn't say a word. Your last four digits are 5669. Would you state your name and what your question or remark is, please? Hello, are you there? Your first three numbers are 484. If you are just listening when I open your phone line, please let me know that so I can move to the next caller. Last call for right now. Your four digits are 5669. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
I'm just listening in.
All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then I will go to caller on 484, last four, 7426. Your name and where you're calling from, please. Let me know if you have a question or you're just listening.
Hi, this is Leslie. I'm from Pennsylvania. Hello, Max.
Hi,
Leslie. How are you?
Oh, I just answered to Max's name. That's
good,
all right.
Thank you.
Do you have a question, Leslie?
I do. I'm in the midst of a very difficult divorce, and it is very painstaking to try to juggle a lot of relationships that have been severed as a result of the divorce. And I just would like to ask Max if she has any suggestions as to how to try to balance grandparents, children, and certainly myself, first and foremost.
But I think it's very difficult because I'm assuming, do you mean that your spouse's parents?
Yes.
That's difficult because, unfortunately, whether your spouse is right or wrong or whatever the position is, they're going to be in his corner, and that's just normal. And especially in your particular case, you know, that's their son, and they are going to take his side, and that's how it's working for you. The best thing to do is to stay neutral and not to engage them because, like their son, they're very powerful, influential people, and it's a fight with them word for word is a battle that you don't want to take on, but you don't want to be walked all over either. So
exactly.
Set up the space so that they can spend time with the children, you know, if that's where they are. Don't put yourself in a position where they have to complain or fight with you about time, space, and energy. Keep an open door. The children are old enough to call them, and they're old enough, and the grandparents can call the children. Let it be a relationship which they keep going because your kids are older, and they're at the point where they can make calls, too, because we're in the world
right.
of cell phones, and everybody has a cell phone with grandparents, children.
Right.
Encourage them to spend time or set up time to spend with the grandparents because your husband's parents are a lot to handle.
Yes. Yes.
So
if anything, I have suggested it and the children have rebelled and said, no, they don't want to keep the communications going and I'm the one that keeps asking for them to do so, to keep in touch with them.
Yeah, and you're being put in the middle.
Right.
But encourage them to at least call once in a while so that it doesn't seem that you're being vindictive to the grandparents, even though they know that it's not you.
Right.
But somebody has to be the scapegoat right now. And unfortunately, that's you. That's very unfortunate that you're going through this. But respond with compassion. Don't get into the power struggle because you'll definitely lose because it's a team against you. You know how that goes.
Right.
Encourage the children. Say, you know, these are your grandparents, and you know we should at least call on holidays or at least in a card. You know, have them get a card and sign the card and send it to the grandparents with a message or something, and explain to them it keeps you out of the hot seat. Because once your divorce is final, you're going to be in the hot seat. So just respond with compassion and be kind to yourself.
Okay. Thank you. I will certainly take your advice. I appreciate it.
Okay, Max, we have a question. We have a question from the chat room, so I'm going to ask the phone line folks to hold on a minute. The question reads, do I heal my dynamics and break through my blockages? That's what
the
it
question,
says here. Yeah, I'm not sure.
The question,
I get it.
I'm assuming that they mean how do they break through their blockages. I'm assuming that's where, and to heal themselves.
Let me ask them to confirm that that is indeed what it is. Mary Lou, you can hear what we're saying. Is your question, how do I heal my dynamics and break through my blockages? Type yes if that is indeed your question, Mary Lou. All right. Okay, she's typing. Just give her a mic. I have
no worries.
All right, she typed back, I have tools. I have okay, she have tools and none work. So I guess what you're thinking, what you're feeling is right, Mom.
Yes. So it's okay. Is it Mary Lou?
Yes.
Okay. It's okay if she is using the tools that were given to her by another practitioner and they're not working for her, it's okay for her to take a step back and reassess and find another practitioner that will help her, you know, reach her goals, but to have a conversation with her current practitioner as to what's not working or if nothing's working, which in this case, you know, is the case, it's okay to step back and find someone else to help her remove her blocks. As long as she's doing the work. Because sometimes people, they just want to lay on the bed and have someone just take care of everything for them. And that's not how it works. It's like, I know an excellent energy practitioner. Her name is Mary from Walking Winds. Just throwing a shout out to her because she's excellent. But I had stuff that I needed to move through myself. And I identified with that issue was, but when I went to her, it turned out to be something totally different, but I still needed to do the work. So although she helped me remove those blocks and gave me tools to work with and taught me how to rewrite my story or to change things so that I can release things, you know, I still had to do the work. So get another practitioner, make sure that you're doing the work, and take a step back.
All right.
If nothing's working, go to another store.
Mary Lou, did that help? And do you have any other question right there? I'm still in the chat room. I'm asking the people on the phone to just hold on a minute. Did that help, Mary Lou? Type in the box for me, my dear. I want to welcome all the other people in the chat room. Dabu One, let me know if you have a question. Guest 2903, 2508, 2379, 2201, 2087, 2071, 1993. Let me have your questions, please. Not really. Okay. So I asked her whether what you said helped. She said not really. What exactly did not help Mary Lou? Okay, she's typing. All right, I'll keep working on things. Okay, so that's exactly what she's telling you, to keep doing the work. The tools you have do not work by themselves. You have to put the work in, and most times it's the inner work that needs to be done.
And it doesn't seem like her practitioner is a good fit.
All right, and you're hearing her. It's okay to move on if your practitioner is not the right fit for you, Mary Lou. Okay, she's typing. Okay, she says okay. All right, thank you, Mary Lou. Type something else if you want. I want to go to phone number 610. Last four digits are 9123. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Yeah, hi. My name is Beth, and I'm calling from Phoenixville.
Hi, Beth. What's your question?
Hi, Beth.
Thanks for calling.
Hi, Max. My question is that in relationships, I find myself in a pattern where I'm the one, I feel like I'm always giving, whether it's emotionally or support or physically, I sort of am the one who gives more. And, of course, the men are totally happy with that. How do I break that pattern? How do I sort of retrain myself to be a receiver as much as a giver?
Ah, that is a very good question, Beth. And it is one that as women we need to learn, or just as people sometimes when we give, it's sometimes we feel guilty where we are in life. Sometimes we have things and we feel guilty about that. And sometimes we meet people who don't have as much as we do financially. We tend to give, okay, and that happens in relationships. But, you know, it's good to have someone meet you where you are. You know, in the beginning of the relationship, discuss where you are and where that person is. And remember that you want balance. You want balance and honesty, and you want it to be true. So if you find yourself overgiving, take a step back and remember to do for yourself first and make sure that whatever the two of you are giving to each other is in balance. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that it is imbalanced where you're not becoming that person's parent or taking care of them. Or something recently I just learned from my teacher, I don't want a project. You don't want a project. If it seems like a project where you're fixing something or building something, don't do it.
Right.
Oh,
right.
God.
I hear you, Max. I hear you.
And the key word is project.
Okay, I've got it.
No,
right.
No project.
Okay. No project.
Thank you for that question, though, Beth. That's a great question.
Thank you for your answer. Good
All
night.
Right.
Good night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I'm moving over to 404. Your last four digits are 1839. Your name, where you're calling from, and your question, please.
Yeah. Is this the number for 610? 1839.
I'm sorry?
Yeah,
1839. Yes, that's you. That's you.
Okay. My name is Nabo, and I wanted to ask Max, how do you reestablish or continue in a relationship to renew it continually as it was in the beginning of the relationship?
Ah, you mean how do you stay in love, or how do you keep everything
it's
at a tip-top peak?
I guess it's just how do you renew it? How do you,
ignite the fire.
Yeah. You go through these cycles. Everybody goes through cycles, I'm sure.
Yes.
And how do you do that proactively rather than reactively?
Well, you can do it together or separately, meaning that everyone has to be conscious of you know, it's like work. It relationships are like work. It's a job. It's remaining conscious as to the needs of your partner. You know, I always tell people to find someone you truly love and that they truly love you and make them your priority. And, yes, you will go through things in life and you're doing things, you're paying the bills, taking care of the kids. But if you have made each other your priority, you're constantly thinking about what to do to reignite the fire, and you're constantly setting aside date time and personal time and focusing on the other. Because when you're in a great relationship, basically it's the two of you against everything. You know, so you have a partner at your side, but you have to remember that you need to nourish each other. You need to give to each other. So you find interesting things. You open the conversation. And women and men are different. So when it comes to,
really?
you know, get out of here.
You know so.
Yes, I know so. And in your particular case, it is learning how your partner needs to be ignited, so to speak.
And appreciate.
Do you know what I mean, sir?
Yes, I think I do.
Okay. So as long as, and it sometimes it takes more than very nice jewelry. I will say that.
Oh, okay. Oh. All right. So no jewelry then?
Jewelry is good, but it takes sometimes it takes a little more than jewelry.
Okay. All right. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for your question. More
right.
male energy, yay!
Yeah, I love it when the men call in. I want to go to caller on 610, and your last four digits are 0504. Your name and where you're calling from, please. All right, they are not here. 0504 610 0504. All right, I'll mute you back. Now we are going to caller on 405. Your last four digits are 0181. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hi, this is Megan. I'm calling from Oklahoma.
Hello, Megan.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful. Your question, please.
My question is, my husband and I have trouble making couples friends because we seem to seek out different types of people. I'm wondering if you had any advice on that.
Okay, so it's funny because in my head I see your face when you know, it's like when you meet these couples friends, you're just like, oh, really? I can't be friends with them. I do see the face, the look that comes over your face like, no. And it's because you generally are very upbeat, very outgoing, and very positive. And lately you've been finding people who are so immersed in the world and just things that just don't sit well. And sometimes you have to have a very strong stomach. And I think with couples friends is you want to be able to go out to dinner and hold a conversation. Okay? So immerse yourselves. You both find the one thing, the hobby, the one thing that you guys like to do together. Okay? And immerse yourself in a group that is doing something that you like to do. And then you'll have a better luck of finding a couple friends that are on the same page. Because right now what you're running into is definitely a no as far as friends.
Yeah.
But if you find your friends in circles or in events that you both like, you'll find more like-minded couples. And that'll, when the weather breaks, you'll find people, you'll find at least, I'll say at least one, but it looks like there'll be a couple that you'll be okay with, but you'll find one couple that you'll love to hang out with and they'll become good friends with you. And that's about, I want to say, mid-March, end of April, whatever Easter is, you'll find a good fit of people to hang out with and do stuff
good.
With.
Oh, good. That's not too long. I can't wait that long.
No. So just keep plugging, you know. But it's funny to me just to look on your face like, no, I'm not going out with them. And your husband's like, but they're really nice. No, I'm not doing that. So it makes me laugh when I think about it. But the end of March, before around Easter, you'll be good.
Oh, awesome. Thanks, Max. I appreciate it.
Sounds good.
All right.
Nice to hear your voice, Megan. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in, Megan. All right.
Yeah, thank you.
We have around about 17 minutes remaining in the show. So I want to check in once again with the caller on 610 with your last four digits being 6691. What's your name and where you're calling from, please?
Mary, Philadelphia.
Hi, Mary. What's your question, please?
I wanted to find out how it is that I can get out and about and meet people, because I do a lot of work on myself internally, but I still feel like there's only a few places to go to meet people, and they're not necessarily places that I want to go to. The things that I have interest in, I don't ever see men that I'm interested in at. So I'm kind of finding there's this disconnect between what I like to do and the men I would like to meet, which is more spiritually minded men.
And you know, whereas women are more spiritual, sometimes men are more conscious. They're into meditation. So there are meditation groups. There are outdoor groups with hike. I mean, it's cold now, of course, but when the weather breaks, you know, there is outdoor groups where they're into hiking and biking, those type of things. There are a lot of meetup groups. There are conscious singles. There are a lot of different places to meet people. And there, you know, and there are groups set up to meet people, you know, that do have men. It's just in the arena, the spiritual arena, there's not a lot of men. You know, and that's the thing. Sometimes we're spiritual, but there could be men in other arenas that have their religion, that respect what you do, just aren't the same as you. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to stretch yourself as to where you're going to go to find people, because there are places, but when you're spiritual, you have to be creative.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and good luck.
All right. Thank you so much, Mary. I want to go back to the people in the chat room. We have 15 minutes remaining. I want to go back to those people whose telephone lines are open. I have quite a few lines open. I will identify the ones that are open. But before I do that, I want to remind you to visit my website, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. Get on my mailing list. And also keep informed. Hop around there and see the things that I am about. Go to bookio.com, bookio.com/lowercase drdaphne, just in case you want to get a complimentary coaching session. Follow me on Twitter at Dynamic Daphne, facebook.com/DynamicDaphne. And as always, we are here on Blog Talk twice a week, on Wednesdays at 10 a.m. and on Sundays at 7 p.m. Let me read what this question says. Jamie comments. Do you convince? Okay, here is a question from the chat room. How do you, wait a minute here. How do you convince kids that parents are entitled to date and move on with their lives, Max?
Oh my God. That is a question. Wow.
They will never accept it.
No. I don't care what you do, and I don't care how old they are. They will never accept it.
Never
that
accept.
Person will. No, that person will never, never
Me
be. Go. No, that person will never be able to stand up and hold a torch. You'll never
I
be able to convince them. And the more you try to, the more they will revolt against it. You just have to be true to yourself and know that at some point your children are going to meet someone and they will not know your name. They will forget who you are and everything else. You need to be true to yourself. Make sure the person that you bring into your children's life is respectful. Make sure all boundaries are in place. but they will never accept that person. Never.
And
ever.
I think too, as I tell parents, because sometimes I coach parents on that question come up, and I encourage them to engage their children in dialogue. Hear what's in their minds and what's in their hearts. And even though they will not accept it, they will grow to respect it, which is what you want.
Yeah, as long as there are boundaries and there's respect, that's fine. But they won't, it's just the way that they are. You know, they love the other person, and to accept someone else sometimes seems like a betrayal. And sometimes everybody can get along and play nice, but if you listen to the children talk amongst themselves, you find out the real story.
That's right. Woohoo. We have a new caller here. Let me get to this caller. We are at 8. We are at 8:19. I want to go to caller. Your last four digits are 7426. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please? Hello, hello, hello. Your first three numbers are 484 and the last 7426.
Hi, this is Leslie from Pennsylvania again. Hi, Max.
Hi,
Leslie.
I just had a question about, I guess, my past. If you feel that there will be somebody that will come into my life at some point, or if I'll remain single for a while.
I think that it's best for you to remain single for a little while. Give yourself at least 6 to 8 months before you decide to start dating. Because where you are now, it's a very, very hard transition. And before you start dating, you have to handle the abuse that you have received.
Right.
Okay? And the amount of things that you have received, you're in fight or flight motion. You have to take that time to heal from everything that you're going through and be gentle with yourself. So I would take 6 to 8 months, maybe even a year, you know, and understand that what has happened to you should not be taken or drug into anything else. Deal with it and try to put it to rest. And one thing interesting I've learned this summer while at AFES, I learned that things are either a lesson or a gift. You know, we ask God or Sky Father, we ask Him to show up and make changes in our life, and sometimes the changes that are made are just not comfortable, and we have to understand why they're being made or why we're going through things the way that we are. And that's where you are. You have to understand why these things occurred.
Mm-hmm. Perfectly.
Wow.
Perfectly. Right. Thank you.
Okay. Well, Max.
You're welcome.
We're winding down, and from the look of things here, I think we ought to have you back in the near future. Girl, I want to thank all the people to come in, but I want to give you this time, Max, to wind up and to give out your contact information, because we are at 8:21 is where we're at. I want to give you this time to just let me check in with this person here. I did not take their call. They just call in. All right. Then get ready, Max. I'm going to ask you to summarize. Caller, your last four digits are 3936. Would you state your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, it's Cara, and I'm from Bartow. Hey, my question for Max. I just recently started talking to someone, and I'm wondering what she thinks of this person, someone I will continue to talk to and possibly get into a relationship with. Or
I will say yes, Cara, to that.
Okay.
I will say yes, because his head is on straight. The caution is, you know, is what I tell all young ladies, to make sure you're going in the same direction. But I like this young man.
Okay.
And, of course, it goes deeper than that. But, you know, we're on air, and it's a yes or no, and I'm going to say yes. If
all
you
right.
continue the way, if you're continuing to use the tools, you know, of engaging in a relationship.
Okay.
All right. I have one more call I just want to go to. I don't want to leave anybody's call not answered. Your last four digits are 5420 and the first 3601. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, everyone. Hi, Max. This is Susan calling from Malaysia.
Oh,
hi,
Susan.
How wonderful.
Hi. How are you all?
Good.
What's your question? Am I glad I took your call? What's your question, Suzanne?
Okay. My question is about the relationship with myself. And, you know, there are many things that I like to do and want to do and I know I have to do. But a lot of times I find myself being at odds with myself. So, you know, the energy is just not there to do what I have to do or need to do or want to do. So, Max, what would you, you know, say about this and how do I approach this? Because sometimes I feel it's very hard to do these things.
Okay, let me see if I understand. There are things that you have to, you want a relationship, and there are things that you have to do in your life that you feel as though it's obstructing you to getting to the relationship part. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's not only relationship. There are lots of other things as well. You know, in my personal life as well. Apart from relationship, it's like where I want to be and. You know, what I want to be in the next few years and stuff like that. But to do that, I have to start somewhere. But I just don't have the energy to actually get started.
Yes, motivation to get you started on your manifestation or your hopes, wants, and dreams, correct?
Right.
Because it feels like you're on a merry-go-round, or as the gerbils, or that you're just going around in circles and you can't get off the wheel.
Yeah.
And what I want to say to that is, you know, you have to take baby steps. Let's think of one thing, just defining where we want to be, because you won't always live in Malaysia. You know, eventually at some point you will live in California. But how do we get you there? How do we get you off of your will? How do we get you to even working where you want to work or where you feel respected? At some point you're going to have to say, you know, to hell with everything that doesn't suit me. And I was thinking about you the other day, and I was saying, you know, I was thinking that at some point you have to say, okay, what do I want? And every day take a small step in that direction, because the way you're doing things now, you are exhausting yourself. It's just getting larger and larger, and it's getting more frustrating. So that the very smallest thing that happens, it seems like a big thing.
Yeah.
Okay, Matt.
So let's...
There's one question in the chat room I want us to address, but I also want to chime in on that too, because I'm able to help Susan in that area as well. If she wants to go to bookio.com/DAPHNE, she can get a complimentary coaching session there that can assist her. I'm going to try and read this in the time we have and see whether or not we can get it. And we will still be on air so long as I don't click it off. So someone says, believe in you. I have been a single parent for a long time and I want to have a meaningful relationship. It's just hard to find that special person. Do you believe that it will happen soon, and I have started a business to help others to reach their dreams? Do you see it growing? And this is coming from Princess XXI believes in you.
Okay, so it's two questions. The second question is let's take the shortcut. She's asking if her business will grow, I'm assuming. Is that correct?
And yeah, and her relationship. You can take your time because I won't end the show because I want her to hear the answer.
Okay. So I'm going to say yes, your business is going to grow because you're putting that time and energy in and you're breaking outside of your shell. The thing is that she has to be able to relate to people how the business that she's creating is going to make a change in their life. And she's going to have to become comfortable with accepting payment for service. You know, there's a guilt thing here with her with money and accepting and being okay. Sometimes she wants to just give and not receive, and that's out of balance. So your business will be successful if you learn the balance of give and take. Money is just energy, but it is energy that you need for the work that you're doing. Relationship. It is a challenge for a lot of people to find someone that they would like to share or spend time with. The first step is finding someone you like and taking time to get to know them, to at least like them. In this day and time, we enter into relationships so quickly, and within an hour, we make a decision, oh, I don't like this person. And we aren't taking time to get to know them, to see the true them or their light. So I'm going to say to her, it's not hard to find a person. It may be a little bit difficult to invest your time in a person if you cannot deal with your past relationship issues. And that is what she needs to focus on, getting rid of her past junk.
All right. She's saying she's not hearing the recording, and I think it's because the time is finished. However, it is recorded, and she'll be able, I'm typing to let her know she'll be able to hear it in the recordings.
Mm-hmm.
So it is still being recorded, but it's not taping for them to hear it in the chat room. So, Max, I want to thank you for so eloquently investing in my my listeners. And I know I will need to have you back as soon as I can get you back on again. I want you to take this time, Max, and give out your contact information, please.
Well, it is Max Anginetta Jones. And during the hours of 9 to 5, you can reach me at Best Psychic Source. And that number is 610-422-1222. And that's bestpsychicsource.com. And the number to reach me is 610-422-1222. And today we've touched briefly on what the blocks are for a lot of people, and I specialize in helping people move through their relationship blocks so that they can find that person and it's not difficult. And I put it in a way so that it's black and white, and you, if you do the work, you can get to where you need to be.
All right. Well, thank you, sis, and we're going to be talking real soon. This is Dynamic Daphne, your Bounce Back Coach, and I was so excited that you all tune in. And don't forget to go to the site, download the show, mark the show favorite, follow me so that you can be kept informed of what the episodes will be. Love you, stay blessed, and have an amazing week.
will call it destiny, will you let me know? What's the plight that you've called me to, the thing I'm set aside to do? I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? That came with the flame. I'm mighty grateful.